We are thrilled to welcome both The Pines and Meg Hutchinson to our studios this afternoon. We'll get with the introductions in a minute, but why don't we start off with a tune? The Pines and Meg Hutchinson, do you just want to do something for us right now?
Sure. Here you go. Song's called Heart and Bones.
The Pines live in Studio A here on 103.3 KMD. Heart and Bones from your album Tremolo. Red House Records artists, also Red House Records artist Meg Hutchinson here in the studio too as well. Now you guys are based in the Twin Cities, right?
Yep.
Is this where you live now? Are you Twin Cities natives? Did you grow up there? Or are you from elsewhere originally?
We're both from Iowa originally.
Ah.
Yep. And grew up there in Iowa and actually met each other down in Arizona, where we lived for a brief time before coming back to the Midwest.
I know a lot of folk artists in the Twin Cities from Iowa. Is there some gravitational pull coming up what part of Iowa actually you're from? Because I have a lot of friends from Decorah, for example, who had a big folk scene down there and played Luther and all that sort of scene. Right. But what part of Iowa are you guys from?
I'm from the southeast part, and David's from the northwest part.
Okay.
So. Yeah.
So great. Well, and you've got Meg Hutchinson with you, too. You're all playing tonight in Amazing Grace. And Meg is from Boston, but you're also on the Red House label out of the Twin Cities. How did you hook up with Red House Records?
I think Red House artists are largely responsible for my career choice.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, I think I lucked out and had a dad that played me good music when I was a kid. And, you know, I grew up listening to, you know, the very first Red House artists, Greg Brown and the likes. And I think that made me think this was a pretty cool thing to do with your life.
Oh, great. Good.
So it's been really cool to actually get to be on the label. And
well, now you've got two albums out now in Red House.
I do,
and you
yeah.
guys are also two on Red House, but you've got three albums out. You've got a self-titled, and there's Tremolo, and then the one in the middle whose name I'm forgetting.
What's Sparrows and the Bell.
That's what it is.
Our first Red House release, yeah.
And that was a couple years ago, and your latest album, Tremolo, and Meg, your latest album, The Living Side. They've both been out in the last year or so. How's it been going this year? I'll start with the Pines. Have you been touring with the record? Have you been playing on the road a bit? Or what's your life been with the record now?
Well, we've been, you know, working it in a lot of new territories. We went to the Pacific Northwest for our first time, and we played the Winnipeg Folk Festival this summer. And we are, you know, throughout the Midwest is kind of our home turf, so we're always playing a lot in the Midwest, but going to Colorado and basically wrapping the year up with a trip to the UK and the Netherlands coming up in November. Wow. So that'll kind of be the end of, of the working behind Tremolo and then getting ready for the next project, I'd say.
Mm-hmm. Good. Meg, what about you? What have you been up to this year? Has the record been pushing you around the country a bit? Or
absolutely, yeah. It's definitely been, I mean, the first 6 months or a year after a new record, it always feels like a pretty intense travel year, and it's been fun. I also am kind of exploring Europe a little bit, getting over to Ireland, and absolutely love it there. So
yeah,
it's been great. But there's also this moment after the record comes out where I feel like I have new room on the hard drive, where I would really rather hunker down and write the next record, but you have to be out there promoting the record that just came out.
Right,
you know,
right,
it's
right.
Like you finish the project and then your work really just starts on it.
But yeah. Do the songs change after you record them, do you think? I mean, as a recording artist, you worked hard on this record, but then now you do have to go out and shop it. So do the songs continue to grow and change and live a little bit? Or how does touring affect what you've laid down on tape?
For me, I just wind up missing the band. You know, in the studio, I have all the other instruments, and I have to go back out and be alone. And
be a that's solo where artist.
I just, yeah, that's when I hear all the lines in my head that I can't play on just the guitar, you know? Wow. And so I'm like, oh, that violin line, you know, if only I could just move the orchestra around with me. But then, you know, you start writing new songs so that you don't have to feel lonely because you don't hear the band on those ones.
Right. Now, you guys are often as a duo, and your record has a very nice intimate feel. And the Pines I'm talking to now. Do you actually involve other musicians on your tour at all? Do you tend to play as a duo most often, or how does that work?
No, more often than not, we'll have someone with us. Sometimes we just bring bass, sometimes just drums, or sometimes just keyboards, or keyboards and bass, and, you know, every which different, or banjo, and every combination. Mm-hmm. I mean, whatever. We like to keep it pretty loose and try to experiment a little bit, and I don't know. So it's usually somebody along, or we also do the duo thing, too. It's kind of I don't know. It's always different.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, let's hear another song. Let's get Meg involved here and get you up to a mic and do something from Meg's catalog, I guess, and then we'll come back to you guys.
Sure. I think, actually, we did this song together last night, and that was the first time we played it together. But if you guys are willing to play this with me, the more I can feel like that I have a band, the happier I'll be. <There you go. laughs> Yeah, if I could just tour with the Pines all the time, you know, I'm working on making that happen. But speaking of travel, I wrote this song while promoting the previous record, and it's called Travel In, but it's really kind of a reminder to myself that in all the physical travel where you can really just get very distracted with details and rental cars and flights and, you know, just like a travel agent, you know, try to remind myself of the other journey that I think is maybe more important, you know, when I'm stranded on the airport, you know, on the runway and realizing I'm going to miss the flight and trying to think about the other travel I want to be doing in myself instead, you know.
Yeah.
There's no mention of Lake Superior in this song, and I'm feeling a little insecure about that right now.
That's
in this
okay.
location, but
it's fine.
I'll work on that.
Meg Hutchinson.
Lake Michigan, Lake Erie, a thatchwork of fields, a flock of white birds tossed into the sky. I live in corners of the night, checking in and checking out, and then I fly. Days stacked up on days, thunder in the winter, lightning flashing through the falling snow. I sleep a shallow sleep, and in the dream a little boy runs toward the checkpoint, a white flag in his hand. And I thread my coat to yours, and can we turn and turn and turn? Can I stitch your sadness to the wind and let it go? You build a little cabin on your little piece of land. Will you curve your body against mine and let it rest? I learned the oneness of alone. I learned to call this motion home. Travel in. Travel deep, travel in, travel deep. Oh, oh, states stacked up on states, all pressed against the highway. All country working hard to look the same. They call it an illness, that miracle spring, when I leapt out of my flesh and became one with everything. Can I thread my coat to yours, and can we turn and turn and turn? Can I stitch your sadness to the wind and let it go? We can build a little cabin on your little piece of land. Will you curve your body against mine and let it rest? I learned the oneness of alone. I learned to call this motion home. Travel in, travel deep. Travel in. Travel deep, travel in, travel deep. Travel in, travel deep, travel. Travel deep. Mm-hmm.
All right. Meg Hutchinson from the album The Living Side, the song Travel In. So growing up on the East Coast, you said you were exposed to Greg Brown and I assume that Claudia Schmidt and Peter Struzko, all those early Red House label releases. And I know, Benson, you grew up, you're the son of one of Greg Brown's contemporaries, recorded a lot with him back in early days. Is that one of the reasons you ended up with Red House too, or did you?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I have a deep appreciation for it. I mean, just aside all that stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, it just, and then when I wound up in the Twin Cities, just sort of by happenstance, you know, Red House was there.
Yeah.
And so it just, yeah, I mean, I couldn't imagine being anywhere else. But so I think it was just being in proximity to the Red House and that it came to be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great. So now you've had this record out for a while. You've been described as sort of having old-timey flavor, and that's very true, and some sort of contemporary folk flavor, too. How do you sort of envision your mission? I mean, are you, you know, are you, you've got some traditional stuff, like you did a version of Spike Driver Blues that you sort of recast the melody a little bit. Are you sort of reinventing older things that you bring in, or are you trying to?
I don't think we're trying to do anything. I think we have a deep appreciation for where, you know, it's just kind of like tracing it back, like where does this come from? It's just that kind of like, well, music is where it is today, but where did that start? So it's just going back, and then that music's still, I mean, those songs are still alive and they're so broad and they fit somewhere just as the songs do today. So we try to be open to it and kind of carry the torch, you know, just kind of let it filter through us. But I don't think we're not, you know, old timey or new or anything. I think we're just trying to let the music come out, you know, in an honest way. And then, and also by doing a song like Spike Driver or something by Spider John Kern is just a way to show people another place where we're coming from.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I think, yeah.
And, but you write a lot of your own material as well. Are you,
yeah.
What do you think your sensibilities come from when you're writing? Do you think about a longer tradition, or does a song really kind of exist in its own, in a little vacuum? Are you, I mean, does this, where do you pull your inspiration in your songwriting? Does it come from older material, or does it come from just the sort of the tapestry of your musical life, or does it really, do you really try to create something that doesn't necessarily anchor itself to anything?
I think it sort of comes from the subconscious, and it's all in there, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, songs you hear today on the radio and the pop thing, and you know, you're trying to communicate too, so you're trying to keep it open enough, and then also, like, I don't know, let it try to be honest about it, because you know, there's people that are good at certain types of music, you know, and I don't know, we try to live somewhere in the you know, in the air, you know. It's not really a concise thing, it's just kind of, it's between the two worlds, you know. It was kind of between, you know, we like the tremolo effect between dark and light and sleep and awake, and it kind of lives in there, and so it's subconscious and dreamy, and I think that old music is in there, so that comes out as well as the new, what's happening now.
Mm-hmm.
So we try to just let it all come out, and I think if anything, that's the mission.
Right.
Yeah.
Great. Well, let's hear another tune. Let's get one from you guys now, from In the Pines here, and live from Studio A, 103.3.
Who hung the moon so low in the sky? Taps his feet round my bedside. It breaks the locks on all my dreams.
Who hung the moon with this twisted beam? Who pulled the stars down over my eyes? Lost my way and now I'm in disguise. And I asked for truth, all I got was lies, lies. Who pulled the stars down over my eyes? As for the fall of man, where was it that he fell? Pray tell, pray tell. Where was the fall of man? Pretty. Where is the sweet field of my youth? I've been banished to the barn and the tooth, and I'm lost in a turnstile of greed and fear. Where is the sweet field if not here? Now where are the people who won't back down? Rise up singing over city and town, and they take a stray just to raise some hell. Where are the people with a peaceful year? Who opens up the door between heaven and hell? Pray tell, pray tell. Who opens up the door, pretty?
The Pines, live in Studio A, the song Pray Tell from their album Tremolo. This album was recorded in 2 days, it says.
Yes.
Did you come in with stuff pre-written, or did you come in and just sort of let it unfold? How did that work?
Well, the songs were so new as a body of songs that there wasn't even really a lot of time to have it pre-arranged, I guess. So we got our band together in the Twin Cities and had this pretty fresh batch of tunes. And just sort of went by feel and listened to each other real well and worked fast and got good performances, you know. And that's, the way we've recorded mostly thus far has been very live, pretty spontaneous, and working fast.
Yeah.
That's one way to do things.
And that creative process, is there a bit of an adrenaline push? Are you targeting to do it in a couple of days, or does it just sort of work out that way? I mean, because some people could take months, some people could take...
Yeah,
you know,
I mean, you set up parameters, you know, and it's not, you know, I mean, sometimes it feels like do or die, but really you just give yourself a space to work within, you know, and it brings pressure, but it also is a sense of capturing something very alive in the moment, so...
Yeah.
You don't overthink it.
True. Yeah, I guess, you know, one could spend months ruminating about things.
Yeah, you gotta go by your gut.
So you didn't, you know, these tunes you were probably working on before you came into the studio a little bit, so you had them at least mapped out. Were you polishing them live and on stage while you were touring, or did they, you know, did you sort of just have them in your pocket ready to record?
They start, you know, like you said earlier with the duo. I mean, we sort of hone these tunes in the workshop between the two of us, and then with other musicians, let them play how they play. You know, we don't tell them what to do. They can listen to the songs, and they come in a certain ready of doneness, and then
unless they play bad, and then we say play good.
Yeah, sometimes
they're playing bad now, but maybe you should play good.
Is that, you know, working as a duo? Are you guys critiquing each other too while you're sitting in the hotel room trying to polish a track?
He's always telling me that I'm playing bad. On stage, and it's just like, oh, geez, I'm trying.
It's like Sonny Terry and Brandon McGee trying to keep each other from beating each other up on stage. What about you, Meg? When you're recording now, you're playing usually as a solo act on the road. When you come into the studio, have you got a bit more power than if you're working as a duo to sort of be the guiding force, the matriarch, the empress? the empress of the studio when you're recording, or how does that?
I've been really fortunate to work with the producer Crit Harmon. Now this is my third record I've made with him, and I think you establish this great rapport when you do three records with somebody. Maybe the first record I was still kind of in awe of him and would maybe defer to him on some decisions. The second record with him, I think he kind of let me win just based on where I was at in my life and kind of being fragile, and he was just like, do whatever you need to do. And this last record, The Living Side, I think we learned to fight in the best way. And I don't mean yell at each other, but disagree in a way that was really productive and fun. And we had a rule where you could never say no to someone's idea until you'd followed it all the way through to the end, and then we usually agree whether it worked or not.
Oh, that's a good rule.
And bringing in a handful of musicians that we've now worked with on a couple records, so we really know each other, and they're really empathic players, and it's not just bringing in a random session player, and the other people that really understand what we're trying to create, and they bring their own experience, their own melody, their own... We just basically don't get in their way. You know, just say, just do your thing, and... So I've been really lucky. I wish I could bring them with me everywhere.
Oh, great. Meg, let's get one more song from you, I think, before we go, and we'll hear what you've got to.
I'll play the song Gatekeeper. This was inspired by an article I read in The New Yorker about the Golden Gate Bridge and what a destination it is for jumpers. And there's a guy who patrols it named Kevin Briggs, and they asked him. He had saved 200 people's lives at the time of the interview, and they said, how do you do it? And he said, I asked them two questions. How are you feeling, and what are your plans for tomorrow? That really struck me. You know, he's not going and tackling these people. He's asking two really ordinary questions, and that's enough. So it's called Gatekeeper. When the day has grown too long, the hours standing still, wonder if you could, if you will. With your toes upon the edge, with your eyes upon the sky, tell me just these things before you fly. How are you feeling? What are your plans for tomorrow? Will you let me make some? And after, you can do as you will. If your hand should lose the rail, if your heel should lose the cord, well, everything seemed fixable that did not before. How the sun shines on the bay, the islands over there, you can make it through today if you dare. How are you feeling? feeling. What are your plans for tomorrow? Will you let me make some? And after, you can do as you will. Maybe every day, in ordinary ways, we hold each other on, we keep each other here. Oh, maybe every day, in ordinary ways, we hold each other on, we keep each other here. How are you feeling? What are your plans for tomorrow? How are you feeling? What are your plans? How are you feeling? What are your plans? What are your plans?
Meg Hutchinson from her recent album, The Living Side, and the song Gatekeeper. Meg Hutchinson's album, The Living Side, just out on Red House, and also Tremolo by The Pines, your new record out on Red House as well. Fellas and Meg, it's been great to have you all here today. Thank you for coming in today.
Thank you.
This has been Live from Studio A, Chris Harwood here, produced by Christine Dean, and thanks to Seamus as well for helping us out today on sound. This is 103.3 KUMD, Duluth Public Radio.